From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian government asks people in red zone of Mount Semeru eruption to evacuate. Wonderful Indonesia takes part in the fun at Qatar World Cup. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Deputy Head of Lumajang District Indah Amperawati appealed to all residents who live in the red zone of the Mount Semeru eruption in Lumajang District, East Java Province, to take refuge to safer sites. She said while visiting the Mount Semeru monitoring post on Sunday. The volcano erupted and emitted a hot cloud avalanche as far as 7 kilometers on Sunday at 2:46 a.m. local time. Meanwhile, the height of the eruption column reached 1.5 kilometers above the mountain peak. She informed that the Operation Control Center, or Pusdalops, of Lumajang District Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency, or BPBD, noted the residents of Supiurang Village had evacuated themselves at several occasions. Monitoring post officer Mardian urged the people to comply with the Volcanology and Geological Disaster Mitigation Agency's recommendations on Mount Semeru eruption. The agency forbade the community to stay near the volcano within a radius of 8 kilometers from its peak. Next, we have the wonderful Indonesia brand is making itself known at the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar. This year, Indonesia is one of the travel destinations promoted from November 20 to December 18 between matches. Using billboards and advertisements on single and double-decker buses, the Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry showcased Pesona Bali and the five super priority tourism destinations, namely Lake Toba, Borobudur, Mandalika, Labuan Bajo, and Likupang. The ministry banked on the influx of soccer fans coming from around the world to watch their favorite teams compete in Qatar. Through the branding on public transportation and digital billboards, the ministry hopes to introduce Indonesia as a travel destination to soccer fans. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, said Indonesia is also preparing to become the host of the 2023 FIFA Under-20 World Cup, where the tourism ministry can launch promotional activities during the site and pre-events. The last national news comes from Chief of the Presidential Staff Office, Muldoko, who joined the Car Free Day event in Jakarta on Sunday aimed at popularizing sorghum as an alternative food source. The sorghum food truck event was held by the National Food Agency with the aim of educating the public that receiving satiety is not merely from eating rice. He also said that not many people know that sorghum crops can be an alternative to rice. He added, sorghum is high in fiber, good in carbohydrates, and low in sugar. He said the government is currently building an ecosystem for the development of sorghum cultivation by looking for as many off-takers as possible. One of the off-takers considered by the government is the animal feed industry, whose production needs 50% corn and another 50% protein, and that can be obtained from sorghum. Now we move to the international news. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged Ukrainians to be patient and strong in resisting the rigors of winter, as officials press ahead with efforts to restore power and other services knocked out by Russian airstrikes. Russia has been pounding Ukraine's power infrastructure since early October, causing blackouts and leaving millions without heating as temperatures plummet. Western nations have condemned waves of Russian airstrikes on civilian and power infrastructure. Meanwhile, Russia says the assaults do not target civilians and are meant to reduce Ukraine's ability to fight and push it to negotiate, though Kyiv says such attacks are a war crime. The chair of the British Parliament's Defence Select Committee said there is much to explore in boosting military help for Taiwan and that he had discussed the island submarine program while visiting Taipei last week. Britain, like most countries, has no formal diplomatic ties with democratically governed and Chinese-claimed Taiwan, but has stepped up its support for the island in the face of a rising military threat from Beijing, as have other Western nations. Next, we have China that has started taking steps to ease its zero-COVID policy, fueling a mix of relief and worry as the public waits to see the health consequences and impact on the medical system of a full-blown exit. Researchers have analyzed how many deaths the country could see if it pivots to a full reopening, with most pointing to the country's relatively low vaccination rates and lack of herd immunity as some of its most vulnerable spots. As of Sunday, China reported about 5,000 COVID-related deaths and around 340,000 cases with symptoms. We end the news with China's yuan firm passed the closely watched 7 per dollar level on Monday, hitting its strongest since mid-September as Beijing eased some of its strict COVID-19 curbs, potentially attracting fresh foreign inflows. The Chinese currency was also bolstered by expectation of slower U.S. interest rate hikes, which knocked the dollar index to near five-month lows. But some warned that China's road for economic recovery could be bumpy and that the yuan will remain volatile. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. This is Voice of Indonesia with Diplomatic Corner highlighting Indonesian products promoted in a workshop in France. A workshop related to Indonesian products has been held in France by La Maison de l'Indonésie or Rumah Indonesia France, which introduces various Indonesian specialties in that country. In a written statement from Eka Monkar, the initiator and founder of Rumah Indonesia France, received by Antara on Sunday said, since it has been opened in mid-May, Rumah Indonesia France has held workshops to introduce products such as coffee, chocolate, herbal medicine, and batik. On December 1st, a program related to Indonesian coffee, chocolate, and herbal medicine was also held. At the event, which was held in collaboration with the Le Havre University Educational Institution, Indonesian dances were also part of the program. In the statement, Eka Monkare said the participants learned about the history and types of Indonesian coffee and also tasted two types of coffee, namely Arabica and Robusta, which have different aromas and tastes. Apart from coffee, the participants also tasted four kinds of Indonesian chocolate and continued with two kinds of herbal medicine, namely kunyit asam and beras kencur, which were made directly before the participants. This workshop activity is part of La Maison de l'Indonésie strategy in promoting Indonesia by sharing direct experiences and imparting knowledge about Indonesian products to the international community. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with the event of December 5th about Fleet Day. The history of Fleet Day begins at the beginning of the period of the Indonesian Independence War. At that time, the strength of the fleet was still in the form of wooden ships and boats with very simply weaponry. During the assignment to defend the independence of the Indonesian fleet, it had fulfilled all elements of strength, such as ships on water, underwater ships, aviation, landing troops, and bases. So on December 5, 1954, the establishment of the fleet command at the Ujung Surabaya Pier was inaugurated by the Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Indonesian Armed Forces TNI RE Marta Dinata. This date was later inaugurated as Fleet Command Day and hereinafter referred to as Fleet Day. Now we move to the next event on December 5th about International Volunteer Day. The United Nations, through Resolution 40212, dated December 17, 1985, set December 5th as International Volunteer Day. This day is devoted to honor organizations, communities, and individuals who consistently make a real social and economic contributions to society and the surrounding environment. And the program Today in History with the death of Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela was an anti-apartheid fighter and South African politician who served as president of South Africa from 1994 to 1999. Because of his struggle against racial discrimination, Mandela served 27 years in prison. But his struggle was successful. Mandela became the first president of South Africa with the colored skin to be elected through multiracial elections. In Africa, Mandela is widely regarded as the father of the nation and the founding father of democracy. In 1993, Nelson Mandela received the Nobel Peace Prize alongside former South African President F.W. de Klerk. On December 5, 2013, Nelson Mandela died of a lung infection. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Tak punya begitu merana atau
listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia highlights Indonesia's inflation under control amid high global inflation. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Airlangga Hartarto, said Indonesia's inflation rate is still under control amid the trend of high inflation that is still occurring in various countries. In an official statement in Jakarta last Thursday, he said in November 2022, the European Union inflation was recorded at 10% on an annual basis year on year. Meanwhile, India and the United States recorded inflation of 6.77% and 7.7% respectively. Indonesia's inflation pressure in November 2022 was recorded at 5.42% year-on-year, or decreased compared to October 2022 inflation of 5.71%. Minister Airlangga Hartarto also explained that this was because volatile food inflation, which decreased due to extra efforts to control inflation. He added that at a time when foreign demand declined due to weakened global economic conditions, domestic demand remained strong. As a result, the performance of Indonesia's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index in November 2022 continued its expansionary level for 15 consecutive months at 50.3. This demonstrates the solidity of domestic economic fundamentals because the performance of the manufacturing PMI for various countries in the world actually fell to contractionary levels such as the Eurozone and China. Minister Airlangga emphasized that the impact of adjusting the price of fuels to the transportation sector has subsided. There were several interventions from the local government in a bid to suppress the inflation. Although post-fuel adjustment inflation remains under control, the central government, regional government, and Bank Indonesia will continue to strengthen synergies to anticipate potential increases in demand and prices during Christmas 2022 and New Year 2023 holidays through various extra efforts to ensure adequate supply and stable prices. In addition, optimizing the use of the social protection mandatory budget will also continue to be pushed until the end of the year to support the achievement of Indonesia's inflation in 2022 to remain under control. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Berawal dari tatap, indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Kadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to Kolbano Beach, East Nusa Tenggara. Kolbano Beach is located in Kolbano Village, Kolbano District, South Central Timor Regency, East Nusa Tenggara Province. To reach the beach, you have to use motor vehicles for approximately 3 hours with a distance of 135 kilometers from Kupang City, the capital of East Nusa Tenggara. Along the way, you will see a variety of views ranging from forests, rice fields, and residence villages with houses made of bamboo and thatch grass. After traveling for 3 hours, you might be amazed to see the view of Kolbano Beach. Kolbano Beach has its own uniqueness with a stretch of colorful stones such as red, green, yellow, or black. Kolbano Beach faces the Timor Sea and is directly connected to the Indonesian Ocean, with clear blue sea water with quiet big waves. You have to be careful when swimming at this beach. Besides enjoying the freshness of the water, you can also enjoy the beautiful view of sunrise and sunset on this beach. Uniquely, you can see the sunrise and sunset from the same place. No wonder, Kolbano Beach is a favorite location for photographers who want to hunt for sunrise and sunset. Kolbano Beach has a giant rock which stands upright in the shape of a lion's head. This rock is the main attraction. The people of Kolbano village usually call it Fatu'un. From the top of the peak, you will see the beautiful panorama of Kolbano Beach. Unfortunately, there is no restaurant available at this tourism location. You have to bring your own food and can enjoy your food on the beach while enjoying the natural panorama of Kolbano. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sinaran hangat mentari sore ini, aku berdiam diri. Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri. Masih terasa detik itu kisah
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is berwisata di Pulau Komodo, which means Komodo Island Tour. Next, you will be listening to a conversation entitled Wajib Bersama Pemandu Wisata. Wajib bersama pemandu wisata, which means must be accompanied by a tour guide. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a tour guide in Labuan Bajo. The tour guide explains that tourists who come to Komodo Island must be accompanied by a tour guide. Let's listen to their conversation.
Kalau saya datang ke sini sendiri, boleh tidak?
Tidak boleh. Wisatawan wajib datang bersama pemandu.
After listening to the conversation, I will give you some vocabulary related to today's material, wajib bersama pemandu wisata, wajib bersama pemandu wisata, which means must be accompanied by a tour guide. I will say the words slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Datang, datang, which means come. Sendiri, sendiri, which means alone. Boleh tidak? Boleh tidak, which means may or not. Kalau saya datang ke sini sendiri, boleh tidak? Kalau saya datang ke sini sendiri, boleh tidak, which means is it okay if I come here alone? Tidak boleh. Tidak boleh, which means may not. Wisatawan, wisatawan, which means tourist. Wajib, wajib, which means must, mandatory. Pemandu wisata, which means tour guide. Tidak boleh, wisatawan wajib datang bersama pemandu wisata. Tidak boleh. Wisatawan wajib datang bersama pemandu wisata. Which means no, you may not. Tourist must come with a tour guide. In the conversation, you heard the phrase, wisatawan wajib datang bersama pemandu wisata. Wisatawan wajib datang bersama pemandu wisata, which means tourist must come with a tour guide. In that sentence, there is the word wajib, which means mandatory or must. It is used to convey information about the rules that must be carried out. If you read or hear the word mandatory in announcements at a tourist spot, you must follow the rules. In the phrase, the expression wajib datang bersama pemandu wisata. Wajib datang bersama pemandu wisata, which means must. It is mandatory to come with a tour guide. Is used by the tour guide to explain the rules of arrival on Komodo Island, which is to come with a tour guide. Other examples. Let's listen to some examples of expression to convey phrases related to the rules in tourist attractions. Harus menjaga kebersihan. Harus menjaga kebersihan, which means must maintain cleanliness. Harus tetap tenang. Harus tetap tenang, which means must stay calm. In addition to having to come with a tour guide, tourists who come to Komodo Island must remain calm and should not make sudden movements because it will make the Komodo dragon feel threatened and might attack visitors. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the examples of a conversation once again.
Kalau saya datang ke sini sendiri, boleh tidak?
Tidak boleh. Wisatawan wajib datang bersama pemandu.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Berwisata di Pulau Komodo. Berwisata di Pulau Komodo, which means Komodo Island Tour, and a conversation entitled Wisatawan Wajib Datang Bersama Pemandu Wisata. Wisatawan wajib datang bersama pemandu wisata, which means tourists must come with a tour guide. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to be more familiar with Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. You'll meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Kau bawa aku kembali dalam satu masa yang takkan pernah terganti. Janji suci yang dulu pernah terucap masih tersimpan dalam hatiku. Mengisi ruang di hatiku. Oh.
sini selalu menunggu datangnya dirimu. Mungkinkah kau datang wujudkan janji kita?
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Oh Kasih by Sri Widadi. The song, whose creator is unknown, has very poetic lyrics. The song is sung with great soul by Sri Widadi, who has a unique and melodious voice. The song tells about a girl remembering her lover, who once gave her a sign of love in the form of a flower. For her, the moment was very beautiful and meaningful. Well, listener, here is Sri Widadi with the keroncong song entitled Oh Kasih. Happy listening!
Akulah menjadi kumbang itu akan tetap mewangi, menghiasi taman hati. Berlinang air mataku kasih, bila ku ingat padamu bagaikan menyiram bunga yang layu. Bunga harapan cintaku, jadi kumbang yang sakti, namun hanya mendekati. Bagiku akan tetap mewangi, menghiasi taman hati. Mataku kasih, bila ku ingat padamu bagaikan menyiram bunga nan layu. Bunga harapan cintaku,
Voice of Indonesia. Hibur gundaku lana,
atau angin maksud hati memalukku apa daya tangan tak sampai asratku ingin berpadu kasih bila kau
di seberang sana gunda gelisah seakan terlupa tawa candamu mengalihkan semua getaran ini terasa nyata apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Tingkahku yang terkadang kau tangisi, jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi. Indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa? Aku bersama mencari arti dunia kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.